Welcome to the fourth parak of Megillas Esther. We know the story very well. Mordechai found out about this decree. How did he find out? So the Megillas Starim says it's Ruach HaKodesh, the Megillas Starim commentary, the Arachayim, is Ruach HaKodesh. He found out, Rashi says, no, Mordechai was told in a dream about the decree and that it was passed in heaven because Klal Yisrael bowed down to Nebuchadnezzar's idol years earlier and because he went to the feast. Now, here it's important to mention that whenever the Medrash says, whenever it says Hamelech without the word Achashverosh, there's a veiled reference to Hashem as well. And we're going to see certainly when Esther comes to risk her life and pray before Achashverosh, there are connotations of that. And in the previous parak, there are as well. One of the biggest indictments that Haman says to Achashverosh is that Yesh Am Echad Mefoza Meforad Bein Amim, as a nation that are spread out, V'dasei Hamelech Einam Osim, but Hamelech Ein Shovel Anicham. They're not doing the rules of the king, Hashem, and it's not worth it for the king to keep them around. Can you imagine? What a horrible thing. We're scattered. We're not worth in Hashem's eyes, effectively. To counteract that, on Purim, we do things that go against that. We do things that bring us together, the Suda and Mishloach Manos, and we do things that make us favorable in Hashem's eyes, that we are Shovel Anicham. We talk about Hashem's miracles, Megillas Esther, etc. Anyway, Esther sends Hasach to ask Mordechai, what are you doing sitting there in sackcloth at the king's gate? And there's a back and forth between Esther and Mordechai. Basically, Mordechai is convincing her to go risk her life to go and pray for the king. What happens is she eventually agrees. We're going to talk about a beautiful comment over at Tzadok HaKohen soon, but she agrees. Meanwhile, Klal Yisrael fasts for 3 days. On Esther's behest, she fasts as well. So extreme was this fast, so important was that this is Pesach time. They fasted on Pesach. And Rav Tzadok HaKohen has a beautiful insight. There's a back and forth between Mordechai and Esther, which basically says like this, that im hachreish tachrishi be'is azos, if you're quiet at this time, says Mordechai to Esther, revach v'atzala yamar lihudu b'makom acher, we'll be saved. If Hashem wants us to be saved, we'll be saved. But you and your father's house will be lost. What does it mean, you and your father's house will be lost? She's an orphan, remember? Her father's house isn't there. What does that mean? Says, by the way, Rashi quotes that Mordechai and Esther were married to each other. That's not for now, though. The Gemara Megillah has such an opinion. Anyway, says Rav Tzadok HaKohen the following. There is a concept of midas or maisim mochichim zualzu, which means one action can prove another. What does that mean? There are two types of people who are honest, for example. There are people who think it's correct to be honest, which it is, and therefore they're honest. And there are people who just out of habit, they can't possibly be dishonest. They just go red or whatever. The first one is living, it's real. And the second one is just dead habit. What is the difference between them in terms of when do you see each one play out? What happens if a person needs to lie for a positive reason? To save your life, you need to lie. The first person will do so because they realize this is a higher purpose at the moment. The second one won't be able to because it's just habit and they can't change it. So therefore, by the way, says Rav Tzadok, that Yaakov was called Ish Emes because he sailed closest to lying, which proved that when he needed to tell the truth, it was real. It was a real decision, not just habit. Says Mordechai to Esther, according to Rav Tzadok, you have the midah of tznius. You're from Rachel. You've got the midah of tznius. Well, here's the test. I'm asking you to do something inherently unsanua. Go to the king, and we know what that's going to entail. If your midah of tznius is because it's l'shem shamayim, then you'll be able to do it. It's a higher purpose. But if it's just by habit, it won't happen. You won't be able to do it. Here's the test. Show us where your midah of tznius comes from. If you can't do it, then that will reflect badly all along. At a base of Ichtavedu, that will show that the midah of tznius is not real. It's dead. It's just habit. That was the challenge that Mordechai laid down to Esther.